In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, and I'm glad to be here with you. I'm reading from 1 Kings 17. "And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman of Zarephath, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was sore, and there was no breath left in him." This is the child. This is the child. "And she said unto Elijah, What have I done to you, you man of God? Have you come here to call to mind my sin and slay my son? And Elijah said to her, Give me your son. And Elijah took the son, the little child, out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode. And Elijah laid on the child in his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon this widow with whom I have been helped by slaying her son? And Elijah stretched himself upon the child 3 times, and he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come back to him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, See, your son lives. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth is true." I love this story of Elijah. He was sent to a widow of Zarephath, a paganess, and she cared for him. And she has a son, and the son dies. And Elijah raises the son to life. I want to tell you, God is at work within the people of faith. God is at work with people who believe. God is at work with people who will pray. God is at work. He is at work. But you see, we must do something. We can't only sit around and just care about ourselves and care about our problems and think, oh, poor me, I don't have the money I used to have. Well, you know what? Welcome to the human race. Everybody's in the same boat right now. We need to scrimp. We need to save. We need to do what we need to do. But I'm also telling you, what is God the Father calling you to do today? What is God the Son calling you to do today? Elijah brought that child back to life. Can you do things like that? Jesus said, this is what Jesus said, Father, I pray for them that they would do the same things that I have done and greater still, because I am coming back to you. Jesus promised that we would do the same things he did and even greater. Why? Because I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you. I'm coming back to you. Because I'm at the right hand of the Father, because I'm the great high priest. I ever live to make intercession for my people. I'm praying for them. I'm praying for them. But not only am I praying for them, but for those who will hear the word of God through the apostles. I am praying for them that they would be one as I am in thee and thou art in me, and that they would do the same things that I have done and even greater still, because I go to the Father, because I sit in position of the great high priest at the right hand of the Father. Listen, my friends, I'm telling you, God is still on the throne. Jesus is still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. He's as powerful today as he ever was. He's as powerful today as he ever was. Jesus Christ the Lord is as powerful today as he ever was. I want to tell you a story that I just told the people on WEZE. It's a simple little story. It's a simple little story. 22 years ago, I was called on the phone. There was a man that I had brought into the Catholic Church. His name was Roger. I was a deacon at St. Paul's in Hingham, which I loved. I loved St. Paul's in Hingham. As a matter of fact, just the other day when I went to visit somebody, I met Father Boivin, who was my supervisor. I loved St. Paul in Hingham. Well, anyway, I was instructing this man in the faith and in the Catholic faith, and brought him into the church. And, you know, I get transferred, I become ordained, I leave the place, and I go to Sacred Heart of North Quincy, and then I go to Peabody, and I'm stationed other places. But this man never forgot me. He never forgot me. He knew I was a man of God. I'm not boasting, okay? I'll boast of my weaknesses. I'll boast of my brokenness. I'll boast of the things that I don't know how to do. But he knew I was a man of God. And his son had cancer. He was an infant son, a beautiful baby. And so Roger called me. He got my telephone number. This was way before cell phones, I think. But he called me, and he said, "Can you come and pray with my baby boy, who has cancer?" I remember this distinctly because I brought my mother. We went to Rockland, and I remember my mother's response. Only a mother can have this response. My mother was heartbroken that this baby was sick, and my mother said, "Oh, the poor mother, what this poor mother has to go through." My mother knew about heartache, okay? When I was 13 years old, I had epilepsy. My mother took a nervous breakdown, so my mother could empathize with this mother that was going through this difficulty, that her little child could die. And so we went into the house that night. I recall that. I will not tell you I recall what the house looked like. I'd be a liar. But I remember going into the baby's room, and I remember praying with the baby. And my mother was praying, and we prayed together. The note said that the baby was in his mother's arms. And we prayed. And we prayed in faith. In the name of Jesus. Just like Elijah. Just like Elijah. I received a letter 22 years later, just today, that baby was healed, and that little child now is in University of Massachusetts at the college, and he's 22 years old. And I say, hallelujah. 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 That's all I can say is hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, you're so wonderful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then I thought today of my mother, and I said, I wonder if my mother knows this. And you know, then I said, oh, she's in eternity now. She knew this way ahead of me. I knew it in time 22 years later. My mother knew this a long time ago. What I want to say to you today is it's so important that we be like Elijah, that we go plead with God for people, that we pray with people, that we lay hands upon the sick, that we remember that God has promised they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Jesus promised that to us. And that we go do something that other people will not do. You see, we went out of our way a little. We went from East Boston to Rockland to pray with a little baby. And isn't it wonderful that we heard about the increase today? 22 years later, we hear what happened when you do something in faith, when you pray, when you believe, when you do something that another person will not do. Like, listen, I'm on the radio. We've been on the radio 27 years. there are people who can preach better than I, but they won't do something. They won't do something that another person will not do. They're worried. Where will I get the money? But you see, I don't worry about things like that. I believe God is a provider. I'm not going to worry about the money. The money will come in if I'm doing the will of God. You see, I know there are preachers that could be doing a better job than me. And the Catholic station has a Catholic station now. You know, Boston has a Catholic station. And there are preachers that can go preach for free. But you know what? They won't do it. They won't go out of their way. They won't do something that someone else will not do. They just want to stay comfortable in their comfort zone. And I'm going to tell you, things happen on the way. Things happen on the way. The 10 lepers were healed by Jesus as they went on the way to the priest to show them they were healed. Things happen on the way. But you see, they don't happen when we sit down in our comfort zone and sit down like the Buddha, having nothing to do. Things don't happen like that. Things begin to happen when we step out in faith, when we will do something that other people will not do, when we will walk in faith, when we will go beyond our means. Just this week, we went to pray with Chloe. You know, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Chloe, little baby, I was told that she's brain dead. Breaks my heart, Jesus. Jesus, 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 have mercy. Oh, have mercy on that baby and that mother and that father. You can breathe life into that baby as you breathe life into baby Antonio. Have mercy, I pray, have mercy. Only you can bring that baby back to life. Only you can bring that baby back to life, I pray. Chloe, be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of authority in the name of Jesus, like Elijah, be healed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood that was shed on the cross, by the blood that went into Calvary, and everything the enemy wrote to kill that child. Chloe, be healed in the name of Jesus. I can only pray. I cannot heal the sick. I can pray. And I can do something that other people will not do. That I can do. But you know what? You can do the same thing. I'm not so special. If I want to show you how special I am, I'll tell you about my weaknesses. I'll tell you about my brokenness. I'll tell you about my inability. If you want to know how special I am, I'll tell you about all the problems I have and how I mess things up. But I'm a man of God, and I believe, and I'll go the extra mile. I'll pray. Today, as I sat at the table with Leslie, as we were doing all the things that we haven't done, answering notes and answering letters and doing things that we haven't done, because I don't have the time. The phone rang 3 or 4 times, and it's people who are asking for prayer. People who are asking for prayer. I'm praying right now for Jane, who has a cyst in her neck. In the name of Jesus, be healed. No cancer. By the power of the blood, be healed. I'm praying for Rosemary. Be healed. In the name of Jesus, that biopsy will have nothing, 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 no cancer for Rosemary, in the name of Jesus. And then Lisa called, in the name of Jesus, Lisa, oh Jesus, just prop her up, show her how great she is, show her how much progress she's made. You see, the phone rings, and then the man called me. I don't even know who this man is, And I prayed with him. He says, I wasn't expecting that, and I'm so happy that I could pray with you, sir. I'm so happy that I could pray with you, sir. Can I also tell you this? I'll tell you of my weaknesses. I was with Leslie. We're doing work that hasn't been done because I've not been able to sit at the table with her. And you know, the phone rings and my feelings are, oh, brother, I'm tired of this. I'll tell you my weaknesses. But you know what? I did it anyway. I did it anyway. I'll tell you the truth about me. You know, I'm no saint. My feelings said, oh, please, I wish they could call somebody else. But then again, who are they going to call? Like, who are they going to call? Who's going to pray over the phone? You. Yes, you. You don't have to be a priest. You can pray over the phone. You can pray over the phone. You can pray over the phone. When people tell you their troubles, you can go the extra mile and you can pray over the phone. What do you think the Lord has given you the gift of faith for? So that you can just sit on your faith and go to heaven? Listen, there's a lot of work to do before you get to heaven. There's a lot of things you've got to do before you get to heaven. This little boy, 22 years ago, the Lord healed this baby. Heal this baby. You want to know why? Because a mother and a father cried out to a man of God, and the man of God went the extra mile, and my mother's tears, maybe my mother's tears were the ones that healed that baby. Maybe it was the tears from my mother's eyes. I figured it out. It was 5 years before she died. 5 years before she died that we went to that house. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. But what about you? What about you? Will you do what other people will not do? I leave it in your hands because you know what? I can't make you do anything. Unfortunately, the Christian community is too comfortable and too centered upon itself. Unfortunately, the Christian community is too comfortable and too centered upon itself. It's all about me. Well, can I just tell you something? It's not all about you, baby. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about his poor people. It's about the broken. It's about the needy. It's about the poor. Tomorrow is Saturday. My house will be a house of hot dogs, tuna fish, egg salad. Right now they're baking 120 pounds of chicken for the poor. Oh yeah, that's my house. You walk into my house today, it smells like you're going into a restaurant. Because you know why? Because we care for the poor. They'll go out tomorrow. They'll go out tomorrow and they'll pray. And they'll feed the poor with bread, with hot dogs, with egg salad, with chicken. Oh yes, they'll go. They've been doing this for 6 or 7 years, every single Saturday. I have nothing to do with it. The only thing I do is give them my kitchen. And give them my blessing. Continue to go. And you know what? People go every week. And they care for these people. And they know the people by names. And they pray for these people. We have Mary Lou who died of cancer, my Lord. She got cancer of the stomach and died like in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'll never forget it. Mary Lou was so faithful going to pray for the sick, pray for the poor, feed the poor, praying deliverance prayer. Let me tell you, Mary Lou, when she died, I know where she went by the grace of God. You see, all these things, all these things, all these things. You know, it's more than miracles, you see. It's the miracle of baking 120 pounds of chicken. That's what Gregor is doing today. The miracle of baking 120 pounds of chicken. Tomorrow it'll be the miracle of hot dogs, boiling hot dogs and putting them into hot dog buns. That's right. That'll be the miracle tomorrow. and the miracle of making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the poor in the name of Jesus. You see, everything's a miracle. Not only praying for a little baby, not only going out of your way to go to Rockland, but tomorrow we're going to have the miracle of tuna fish. When I wake up and I smell the tuna fish, I can smell it because there's so much that they make. They can buy these big Jagunda cans, you know, 4 big Jagunda cans of tuna fish. I said, well, this is a cat's haven. There must be 17 cats outside the window meowing because I can smell the tuna fish from my bedroom. My Lord. It's the miracle of the tuna fish tomorrow. You see, it's not only the miracle when someone gets healed of cancer. It's the miracle of the hot dogs. It's the miracle of the tuna fish. It's the miracle of baking chicken. It's the miracle of praying over the telephone. They're all miracles, but we don't see them as miracles. Unless they're extraordinary, we don't see them as miracles, but they're miracles. They're big miracles. Last night I had the miracle of praying over a man. And in the name of Jesus, that man be completely healed of cancer. That man be completely healed of cancer now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, who died and rose from the dead and who shed his blood for our salvation. Oh yeah, the miracle. It's the miracle. It's the miracle of me listening to somebody. It's the miracle of me driving down here to do radio. Oh yeah, all these things are miracles. Tomorrow it'll be the miracle of the people who go down to Planned Parenthood at 8:30 in the morning to pray the rosary. It'll be the miracle at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. Will you be part of that miracle? Will you be part of that miracle? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to go sit home tomorrow and think about all your troubles and all your problems and all what you don't have and all the money that you don't need, that you don't have? Yeah. Will you go tomorrow to 1055 Commonwealth Avenue as they pray the rosary at Planned Parenthood on May 14th? Yeah. 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. At 8:30 in the morning. Will you go tomorrow? It's going to be a miracle. It's going to be the baby might be saved. Today, I saw the ultrasound and a very special ultrasound of Ron's grandchild, great-grandchild, really. My Lord, you should have seen it. One of the little pictures, the little baby sticking out his tongue. Another one, he's just so comfortable, just lying with his arms by his head. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. That little girl could have had an abortion. She didn't. Thank God for Eleanor. Thank God we prayed. Thank God. Then there's the miracle of the little baby that we prayed for, Barbara's great-great-great-niece or whatever, you know, who was supposed to have cystic fibrosis and she didn't have it. Hallelujah, 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 and another hallelujah for Jesus. But you see, tomorrow we're going to have the miracle of the hot dogs. Today we have the miracle of the chicken. Tomorrow there's going to be the miracle at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. All these are miracles. If you've got an eye to see and ears to hear, these are all miracles. Because you know what? We're doing them in faith. And faith yields a harvest. And people just want to sit down and be cared for. And it's time to get up out of your seat and go do something for somebody else today that nobody else will do. It's time for you to do something for somebody else today that nobody else will do. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's time for you to do something for somebody else that nobody else will do, that the Lord will do a miracle through you. You see, as Gregory is baking 120 pounds of chicken, doesn't seem like a miracle. Tomorrow, as they open up those cans of tuna fish, it doesn't seem like a miracle. But I'm telling you, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Just like the little ultrasound we saw today of the baby, that's a miracle. And the little boy that was healed 22 years ago, that's a miracle. And tomorrow at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue at the Planned Parenthood, that'll be another miracle. Are you going to be there at 8:30? to be part of the miracle? No, you're too lazy, aren't you? You're afraid. You don't want to be part of the miracle. Well, that's too bad. You can be. 1055 Commonwealth Avenue. 8:30 tomorrow. Go pray the rosary with the people. Things happen when people pray. This was a miracle service. Maybe somebody got healed today. In the name of Jesus, a back was just healed, and a neck was just healed, and an eye was just healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, ears that were making terrible noises were healed in the name of Jesus. Now healed by the blood of Christ. Because you know what? This is a miracle day. A miracle. We're going to be praising the Lord today at Holy Rosary at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. Praising the Lord at Holy Rosary. You're welcome to come. Tonight we have a 7:30 Mass. You're welcome to come, followed by all-night adoration. You're welcome to come. So, you know, Jimmy the Roofer's looking for people. And, you know, I know it's been raining, and they're forecasting more rain. And, you know, holes in your roof only get bigger. His telephone number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. And I need to hear from you. The announcer's going to tell you my address. Come on, write my address down and send me something so I can continue to preach the Word of God and miracles. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.